This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
All right, I'm putting you on the hot mic now, okay?
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and comment on the things we're talking about on the show. I have a great lineup this evening, and it's mostly geared, as I've been doing, in case you haven't noticed, about elections and what Democrats will push on us or against us if we make the mistake of letting them gain power again. But before we touch on that topic, you saw today about the bomb threats that were sent to several Democrats around the country. And you know, obviously, no one knows who sent them yet, but really, people, enough is enough. There is no room in this country for that kind of behavior. We've had enough with the violence that we've seen over the past couple of years. Stop. If you disagree with someone's politics, go to the ballot box and vote them out. If you disagree with someone because of their political affiliation, go to the ballot box and vote them out. You don't commit acts of violence. You don't harass people because they're enjoying dinner with their family. You either talk to them at their office, you quietly protest them in front of their office, or you vote them out. You don't commit acts of violence against people because you disagree with their political ideology. We are not a third world country. We are the United States of America. We are the free world. We have no place for that in this country. And it needs to end. And I know, you know, the crazy lunatic left-wingers on PMSNBC and other stations like that are saying, oh, this is Trump's America. No, you morons. You built this during Obama's America. That's where this started. This started back in 2008 when anyone who disagreed with Obama was called a racist just because they disagreed with his ideology. And then, of course, you saw the riots. If something happened with Black Lives Matter, that all happened and started under Obama. So to try to blame Trump for the behavior of anyone in this country is absolutely ridiculous, especially given the horrific behavior, absolutely egregious, abhorrent, and horrific behavior of the left over the past 2 years against politicians, against regular people. It's insane, and it needs to stop. I don't care who's doing it. It needs to stop because as a country, we're supposed to be better than that. We are not supposed to stoop down to that level and be violent because someone disagrees with us. And until we stop that, it's going to continue. And I realize the left has all come out and said, oh, you know, we're not going to be Hillary Clinton. We're not going to be civil until you reelect us. That right there means you shouldn't vote for any Democrat. Because that is one of the most absurd statements we've heard to date from the left. It has to stop. this election is super important. I know every election is important, and everybody will say, this is the most important of your lifetime. But if you've been paying attention, and I know all of you listeners have, if you've been paying attention to the past 2 years and what's been going on in this country, you have to get out and vote Republican. And I say this as an independent who has never, ever voted down ballot, up or down ballot for any political party in my lifetime. You cannot let the Democrats gain control, because if you think it's bad now, it's only going to get worse. And one of the things I'm going to be talking about on with my guests tonight are other areas that Democrats are pushing, and if they get elected, how they're going to screw all of you. This is why it's so important to know exactly what's going on, especially at the local level, but it's also important at the federal level. The local level is really where it's at. That's where you can really make change. That's where you can really make a difference. And let me tell you something, one vote does count. Because some races across the country are literally won by one stinking vote. Do you really want to be the person who said, I don't feel like voting today, I'm not going to go out and vote, and then you have a left-wing lunatic resist person in office who's going to make laws controlling you? I don't think you want that. You not only need to vote, you need to get the word out, you need to tell your family, your friends, and you need to take 10 people with you to the ballot box on November 6th and vote red. Vote Republican. Because if you don't, the lunatics will gain control of the asylum. And we already had a little bit of an experience with that under the Obama administration. That's when they destroyed health care and shoved Obamacare down our throats. We really don't need a repeat of that, because it'll be way worse. Because where the left and Democrats used to hide their far left left-wing extremism, they're not hiding it anymore. They're just full bore ahead. We want single-payer health care. We want to raise the minimum wage. We want more regulations. We have to believe man-bear-pigs, global warming, propaganda, BS. And if you don't believe us, you're a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, on and on and on. And think about what would happen at the borders if Democrats gained control with the caravan. Think about it. We'll be right back with guest Susan Olson, who's going to talk about some of the things that Democrats really want to push that you aren't going to like. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes haircuts, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I'm going to jump right in. I am joined right now by Miss Susan Olson, who is a political activist in New Hampshire and also the legislative director for the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. I wanted to talk to Miss Susan about Marcy's Law, which is, you know, gaining momentum again as we're going into the elections. And she fought against it and won in New Hampshire, despite the massive amounts of cash being spent against it. Susan, thank you for joining me and welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm very happy to be here again.
I know we talked about this in the past when it was, you know, really going on in New Hampshire, but I just recently saw some legislators talking about, again, who are running to be elected. And I think people really don't know, of course, what Marcy's Law is all about. They're being told it's something good, but can you tell us what it's really about so that the listeners know? Run as fast as you can and fight against it.
Well, in New Hampshire, actually, just about a year ago, I was invited to have coffee with a young woman who heads up an organization in New Hampshire that is ostensibly busying itself with preventing domestic violence. And she wanted to meet with me to talk about two things. One, upcoming gun legislation. I think that was just a ruse. But also to let me know that she and her organization were going to be receiving $1 million-plus in funding from an outside organization to drive a constitutional amendment in this last legislative session. And she was all excited about it and wanted me to take a look at it and was hoping to get the Women's Defense League on board as a supporter, telling me that, gosh, every New Hampshire senator was backing it, and she was on her way to talking to members of the House. So this thing was called Marcy's Law, M-A-R-S-Y-S, Law. And it was dressed up in this lovely pink chiffon guise of supporting victims of any sort of, really, abuse. And that it was just a small tweak to the Constitution because New Hampshire statute, did not provide adequate protections and support for victims of crime. So the name Marcy's Law was a bit of a misnomer because, in fact, it was a proposed constitutional amendment, CACR number 22. And it was fairly short in length, but if one were to go through it, which we did in depth, the two things that came out of Marcy's Law that made it toxic, not only to the Constitution, but to citizens of New Hampshire, is the fact that it eliminated due process. And by eliminating due process, which I think is somewhere vaguely, I recall, it's a constitutional right, maybe in the U.S. Constitution. So what this bill containing the proposed constitutional amendment stated was that alleged victims were able to refuse to be interviewed or deposed by a defendant's attorney, and they didn't have to say a word. So someone who was accused of a crime had no ability to face his accuser, and there was no compunction under law or under this proposed constitutional amendment to force the accuser to present the case. So on its face, it was beyond outrageous. The second thing it did, and I'm not sure that this young woman with the domestic violence group got it completely, is that it provided in the Constitution absolutely bulletproof immunity at any level of government, from, you know, local select boards all the way up to the governor's office, in the event that they did something wrong. They could not be held liable. They could not be sued. So they were free to do as they pleased with no consequence whatsoever. So it was dressed up as victims' rights. And
right.
It was horrible. And the New Hampshire Senate is composed of 24 men and women. And it was pretty shocking. I mean, Governor Sununu got behind this early and was its chief proponent before the legislature. But the Senate, all 24 senators, signed on to this early on, I think without reading it, simply by virtue of the fact that it proposed to help victims and defend victims and whatnot.
It was basically victim propaganda.
Well, you're being very polite. but yes, it was. Yes, it was. If one were to examine New Hampshire statute and look at what sort of rights victims had under the law, you would find that New Hampshire current law, RSA 21M8K, rights of crime victims, provided much more in-depth, much more thorough, much more solid defense of victims than this Marcy's Amendment would ever do. So we decided, Women's Defense League really didn't take a position on this except from the standpoint that it would absolutely immediately serve as a tool to disarm law-abiding citizens.
You know what, Susan, hold that thought. We'll continue with this and discussing this and how it'll affect other states as well when we come back from the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more on Marcy's Law and why you should run away from it.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least five suspicious packages
addressed to prominent liberal and democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contained potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out at therealside.com. I am joined tonight by Susan Olson, who is a political activist in New Hampshire and also the legislative director for the Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. And we're talking right now about Marcy's Law, something that you need to be aware of, be threatened by, run away from, and fight against if anyone talks about it in the upcoming election, because those people will try to pass it and you will lose rights like you can't believe. Susan, thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm delighted to be on tonight. And, you know, this was such an ugly fight that we had here in New Hampshire on this. And What made it so rewarding to win was, you know, people throw around the word bipartisan a lot, right? And typically bipartisan only means when Republicans roll over to Democrats. But in the case of the defeat, the crushing defeat, ultimately, of Marcy's Law in New Hampshire, it was led by a Democrat, and on both sides, Democrats and Republicans lined up, understanding clearly that it would eliminate due process constitutionally in the state of New Hampshire and provide bulletproof immunity for any level of government official. That's just it's not a good mix. Not a good mix.
No, and
you know, New Hampshire was one of the states targeted by the Marcy's Law group. And let's, if you've got just a minute, there's a lot of propaganda out there about Marcy's Law, and you know the in everything like this, there's some reason that it began, and in this case, a young woman, Marceline Nicholas, was murdered by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. And what happened was a week after the murder, the girl's mother encountered the accused murderer in a grocery store, and the accused mother was so traumatized that she spent the next several years with her husband attending every single hearing, every parole hearing. The guy was convicted. There was never a chance he wasn't going to be convicted. So he was convicted, but every time it came up for parole, every time any change in his status was initiated, the parents followed the court case like groupies. And some 25 years later, the guy died in prison, by the way. He was never paroled. He died in prison 7 years, I think, after he was, in fact, convicted. So that went away, but 25 years later, her brother, a fella named Henry Nicholas,
from California.
Yeah, big shot billionaire.
Sorry.
Founder of a company called Broadcom, decided that he was going to pick up this long fallen banner on behalf of his sister to start changing law to never let parents have to go through this again. Apparently, you know, all sorts of disclosures came out in the court case about his sister, perhaps, and the lifestyle. And in California law, there seemed to be nothing that would prevent the privacy of these things. So he started on a campaign to change the law in California, and ultimately did. And then said, well, you know, if we can do it in California, we do it in other places. So he went after small states with small populations.
South Dakota.
Yes.
North Dakota. Montana.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Much like, you know, any other political crackpot wanting to change things, they go find little tiny states that are easy to buy and easy to dominate. And every time they knock one of those off, they call it a victory. What you don't hear, though, from the Marcy's Law people, they'll tell you 32 states have Marcy's Law on the books. Well, that's not exactly true. In fact, it's not true at all. Up through about 1996, many states amended their constitutions or their state law to provide some type of statutory victims' rights. And I have a lengthy document that I compiled that looks at each and every state and what took place in that state to provide victims' rights. None of them are as extreme as what they were trying to pull in New Hampshire, which was a complete elimination of due process. So they'll tell you a lot of things about Marcy's Law, and they'll try and make you feel sad for victims, and that nobody takes care of them, and states abuse them, and the only way to protect them is to change your constitution. So it's a lot of crap. And the problem is they got an awful lot of money.
Right.
And a very attractive subject.
Well, the thing is, they have a lot of money. This bill is really, really bad, and they have passed it in the smaller states, like you said, and they're still talking about it and pushing it, and they have the money to do it, and they push propaganda. They don't tell you the truth about the amendment. And if you know, people can check out StopMarcysLawNewHampshire.org. That has what happened in Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, and the truth about the legislation and the amendment, because they're trying to push that again this election, and depending on who you elect, they'll really try it, and if this gets passed, people are really going to be hurting.
Well, you know, what's sort of horrible and ironic about the chief proponent of Marcy's Law, Mr. what's his name?
Nicholas?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Nicholas, is that he's been arrested. Not sure he's been convicted. He probably was able to buy his way out of it. But he's been arrested multiple times on his own domestic violence charges, on drug trafficking, on possession. So this is a flawed character. Not that we aren't all entitled to opportunities for redemption, but I think just less than 18 months ago, Mr. Nicholas was arrested again for whacking around a girlfriend, if I'm not mistaken. So
yeah, he just had another arrest recently.
Closer to home. Yeah.
Yeah. He was accused previously by it. So yeah, he's done that. He's been arrested recently. But the thing is, it comes in as this feel good. Oh, let's help the victims. And so people, you know, just like, you know, said, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Of course we want to help victims. We want to make it so that it's a better process for them. But the reality is it's not a better process for them. And it actually hurts every citizen, including victims. And they just try to pass it around and put it in under the radar, sort of, and unless people start talking about it, and then they just spend money on propaganda. And sadly, some Republicans buy into it unless they're told the truth. And you have, you know, regular people fight against it, and a lot of Democrats buy into it.
To their credit, in New Hampshire, the Republican senators who had originally signed on to supporting this constitutional amendment figured it out. I mean, they all went, oh, well, you know, it sounds nicer. Somebody told me this is a good thing. And New Hampshire, we're such an odd state. I mean, our legislature is a wonder and a horror. They have no staff. They're all volunteers. So research that they see is either provided to them by victims groups, in this case, or lobbyists who are being paid. In fact, the 12 biggest lobbying firms in New Hampshire were hired to try to get this passed, and we kicked their asses. Just a bunch of volunteers.
That's right. Don't go away, everyone. We'll be right back after this. We have to talk about some more issues coming up that are important for the election. We'll be right back with Susan Olson. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. Bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined by Susan Olson, who is the Legislative Director of Women's Defense League of New Hampshire. And we want to switch to another topic right now that's super extremely incredibly important for the upcoming elections, and that is gun control. Thank you for joining me, Susan, and please just go to town on what they want to do.
Well, it's going to, I think, be a little bit different for us this coming session. We've, as an organization, the last two legislative sessions, we've been, I think we're, 15 for 15 on fighting good, fighting bad legislation, getting good legislation passed for firearms in New Hampshire. And, you know, there, as much as we might like to shake up the current New Hampshire firearm statutes, in the grand scheme of things, they're not horrible, particularly after we finally got constitutional carry passed last year. We had a little cleanup bill this year to conform some of the terminology across all the firearm statutes. But all in all, New Hampshire has very decent gun laws. However, that's not good enough for the crazies.
Well, no, it's not good enough for the crazies. And I'm hearing Democrats across the country now hardcore pushing for gun control, which is why it's so important at the local elections and every state and at the federal level.
Oh, absolutely. It's no longer a hidden agenda. It's a primary platform on which many legislators are running in state offices and in federal offices. And partly, you know, it's fashionable. We know that. It tugs at people's heartstrings. It's an emotional issue. It's all for the children, right, and
yeah.
Whatnot. So it's an easy position to take on, because right now, if you look at some of the recent events that saying, well, we're gonna control guns and we're gonna stop gun violence. Well, gun violence is a stupid phrase, first of all, but it sounds good, and it's a
right.
good tagline, and it resonates with people, because that way they make guns and violence synonymous. And that isn't the case, unless of course you're the city of Baltimore or the city of Chicago or places like that where murders and killings and robberies and whatnot are daily events and
commonplace,
caused by criminals who own guns illegally. So these are not the guys to whom politicians are pandering, because number one, they don't care about the law, and number two, many of them I suspect can't read either. So they're not even an issue here, but law-abiding
right.
citizens are the ones who'll be affected, because there's a reason they call us law-abiding. That's what we do. So whether
mm-hmm.
it's an elimination of so-called assault weapons, and I still don't know what that means, honestly. I mean, in New Hampshire, we have an assault rep named Catherine Rogers,
yes.
who's dangerous
do.
All by herself, and has led the charge for the last several years on passing anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment legislation. She's receded into the background for this coming session because she was convicted of assault and probably isn't the standard bearer for good manners and decency in 2019-2020. But she's got a pal of hers, Democrat named Deborah Altshuler. I like to call her the deaconess of the Church of Perpetual Victimhood. She was the chief crybaby in the legislature for Marcy's Law, and has introduced in New Hampshire what's called a legislative service request. It's a bill in progress. And what it would do is it would implement so-called red flag laws in New Hampshire, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Again, basically an elimination of due process whereby anybody can get hold of law enforcement and claim or assert that someone else is a danger to themselves or others, and
mm-hmm.
law enforcement can then legally go and disarm them without any hearing whatsoever, and the accusation or allegation placed against them, in fact, in Ms. Altshuler's draft bill, does not have to be founded in fact. So,
and those are being passed all across the country too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Florida was the first after the Parkland shooting down there. So, again, these are knee-jerk responses, and they're wrapped up in these fluffy blankets of, well, you know, you we have to stop bad people with guns. We have to. There's crazy people out there, and they can't have guns, and we have to stop them. And the stigmatization of the mentally ill is so egregious in these bills to link mental illness and a proclivity towards picking up a gun and shooting up a McDonald's. It just isn't there. But it lets you target somebody. It gives you a bad guy. It lets you think crazy people are violent, and because crazy people are violent, we should be able to be violent with them and remove their civil rights and incarcerate them and do things to them, and then it's going to make us all safer. And it's horrible. It's horrifying that people can make allegations and simply get away with them and have that enshrined in law. But and Deborah is all over it.
Well, and a lot of Democrats and even some Republicans are pushing this because, you know, they don't understand fully what it actually does, or they do. In the case of Democrats, they usually do. And they're pushing this all across the country as part of their campaign. It's like, wait a minute, you're actually telling people you want to take away due process, law-abiding citizens who haven't committed any crime. You want to take away their rights just based on someone's word? Can you imagine what would happen if that... Right. Ugh. I mean, seriously. Yeah. And they're doing this under the guise, like you said, of, oh, it's for the children.
It is, but...
It's always for the children, right?
No, Democrats, progressives, and liberals hate guns in the hands of people that don't follow their ideology.
Right.
Let's face it, the United States was only able to free itself from Great Britain because it possessed firearms. And the big push on the part of George III and his pals was to disarm the Americans in order that they could quell the rebellion and the outbreak. So it's always been about disarmament. It's always been about disarming your enemies. They really hate guns, but they hate those of us that have guns that don't think like they do. So this is a really sort of handy-dandy shortcut to removing them. So if they say, oh, my goodness, you know, that kid gets ladybugs and steps on them or something, anybody whose behavior they think is aberrant or off or looks at them sideways, those people are crazy and they need to be disarmed. And it's a slippery slope because nobody can look into the heart of someone else and tell you what they're going to do. But Miss Altshuler thinks she can. And so do Dems and progressives and liberals, whether it's Dianne Feinstein or anyone else. So we got a fight on our hands. We got gun laws that are being proposed in New Hampshire for the next legislature. The red flag is one. A second one is Assault Rep Rogers is recycling her universal background check bill.
Which is a California gun control bill.
Of course.
And it's probably in place in other cities and states are going to see the same thing if they aren't paying attention to what these people are doing.
Yeah, it sounds good. And if you don't do your homework, if you're a normal person and your days are filled with feeding your kids, doing your job, mowing the yard, going to the school board, doing the things you're supposed to do, you trust your elected officials.
You know what, Miss Susan? I don't want to cut you off, but I will get cut off. Listeners, we will be here on the other side. Our guest will be Michelle Lavelle for a talk about school choice. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Thank you, Susan, for joining me, and thank you for all the valuable information that you provided to our listeners.